Now we're going to enjoy some music. I've been looking forward to this for a few weeks, ever since we booked her, because I really love the way she sings and her songs. We'll talk a little bit after she opens up, but let's welcome Alyssa Hanke.
All the flower children are waiting down on the edge of town. Yeah, they're headed for San Francisco on the Greyhound. And old Bobby got his draft call in the mail. And he's headed for basic in the farm. And all them corner boys sold their leathers and they're headed for Montreal. Well, this old town's been crying out and it's been closing in. I don't got much here except bitterness. Yeah, there's a war outside and there's a war on TV. And that bus is leaving soon for that march down in D.C. So honey, join the war, join the parade. Yeah, the storm's been a-brewing, so welcome to 68. And I say go on, Bobby, join that jungle Brigade. Yeah, there's boys dying on the field, screaming their mother's name. And I hear Montreal is nice as time of year. You just keep your head on down and stay in the clear. And they say go on west, now young man, won't you go on to California to meet the promised land. It's peace and it's love, yeah, it's rifles and grenades. Yeah, this world's on fire, so welcome to 68. Well, I'm calling you to say I made it to Monterey. And I hear Montreal is one cold place. And old Bobby died at Quezon when they shot down his plane. Say goodbye to what you knew and say hello to 68. Yeah,
Alyssa Hanke, tell me about, well, welcome, but tell me about that song. That's a great tune.
Thanks. That song is called 1968. I wrote it a couple years ago. Just kind of, I noticed similarities between then and now, kind of how the country's so divided, and specifically like in the first verse, how there's, you know, somebody's going to D.C. to protest, and just kind of a turbulent time. So,
yeah,
about that.
It that song, not surprisingly, since you wrote it, but it really, it suits you and fits you really well. And that's one thing I've always liked about your playing is there's very much of a unit. You know, you're playing, you're singing, and your lyrics clearly are you.
Thank you.
That's not easy. I don't think it's easy to achieve, to be that comfortable in your own skin and to be that authentic and honest as a songwriter and as a player. When did you start writing songs?
I think sometime in high school. I started kind of playing guitar first, and then it grew into songwriting.
And you've got Is that about a half size or?
It's a 3/4 size baby Taylor.
And is that what you were playing in high school too? Or?
No. I had an Epiphone SG. It was an electric guitar.
When did you move to this?
When I started playing a lot of open mic nights in college, and it was just a lot more accessible to plug in the acoustic than take the amp and the electric and everything.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So where do you go to school?
I went to IUP for college. Yeah.
Excellent. You didn't study music there?
No, I just studied art.
Because they have a great art department.
They do,
too.
Yeah, it's good.
But just a terrific environment all together. Is that when you started really getting more comfortable playing out?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's like kind of where it all came together, I think, for me.
And then after graduation, what happened?
I tried the job thing, and then I realized that music was the way to go. And so I graduated in 15. So the past few years, I've just gradually gained momentum as a singer songwriter, and now it's my full time gig and travel all over. And that's what I do now.
How did you figure out how to do that? Because I know. Folks, I think there's not – it's better than it used to be maybe with the internet, but it's hard for people who want to follow music or, I'm sorry, be musicians and play to understand that you can make a living doing it. Did you figure that out on your own, or did anybody help you?
Kind of, yeah. I just kind of figured out a formula that worked for me. I started off, I just – went to a lot of different open mic nights, and that led to gigs. And over the years, it just kept becoming more and more. And, a lot of emailing too, and sending, your material to them, and then they book you. It's a lot of breweries and bars and cafes and stuff like that.
Yeah. And it begins with talent, which you clearly have. But also, like any other endeavor, there's following up and looking for opportunities.
There's a lot of that, yeah.
One of the big ones is maybe not playing for free too much.
Oh, yeah, yeah, which, I don't really do that.
Folks have gotten a lot better at that than
for
they
sure,
used
yeah.
to. It's like, okay, I'm curious. I'll play for free, but I'm just curious, is your food for free? Are your waiters and waitresses working?
Yeah.
Your waiters working for free? And
it's
been a tough a tough trick. People, I think, are standing firm on that, which is good.
Yeah.
Alyssa Hanke is who you're hearing. We'll talk about her recordings in a moment and places where you can hear her play. But why don't we listen to another song first? What would you like to do?
I'll follow up with another kind of 60s type of song. It's called Remington John. Charlie's in the trees and he's up to no good. There's always something hiding in the deep dark woods. The deep dark woods. Remington John's what they named me. Born in the heat of 1950. Raised in a time of the raging youth. You're fighting hard for the big bad truth. It was a hard fight for the civil rights. In a world scene black and white, and they say, boys, you better take your stand, you better fight real hard for this here land. But no one seems to know what's going on. They're sending me away someplace called Saigon, and they say Charlie's in the trees and he's up to no good. There's always something hiding in the deep dark woods. Yeah, the deep dark woods. With some shrapnel tore my leg apart, made it back home with a purple heart. I got me a house on the GI Bill, but it's back to the factory, no time to heal. Well, the actors on the screen are all phonies and fakes. I got me the blows and I got me the shakes. Them kids on the corner point and watch me fall. They think I'll go in postal, think I'll shoot them all.
Well, Charlie's in the trees and he's up to no good. There's always some hiding in the deep dark woods. Yeah, the deep dark woods. Well, they close down a factory and they shut down the plant. And they send my job to Vietnam. Well, I guess that's what they call irony. But I think it's a little closer to tragedy. So I got me a dog in a place in the woods. Just keeping to myself just like I should. And they'll lay me down in the fields at dawn. And this hill lies Remington John. Yeah, Charlie's in the trees and he's up to no good. There's always some hiding in the deep dark woods. Yeah, the deep dark woods. Yeah, there's always some hiding in the deep dark woods. Yeah, the deep dark woods.
Alyssa Hackey, I remember, I think, have you played that song a lot?
Recently.
I love that song.
Oh, cool, thank you.
I remember hearing that song.
I might have played it last time, I don't remember.
Maybe, or I might just know it from hearing you play, but again, there's just something about the way... There's a oneness to what you do that I really cool. admire. That song, like the one before it, had references to the mid, late 60s. Mm. Is there an imprint on you of that time, or is it the parallels that you see today? Uh-huh. I don't want to get inside of your head too much, but...
I think both, probably. When I was in high school, we didn't spend a lot of time learning about that, Vietnam and everything, and so I kind of did my own research and found this great music and all this kind of interesting, scandalous kind of time, turbulent time. It was just fascinating to me.
So you would listen to a lot of music, maybe from the Woodstock era.
Yeah.
I would imagine some Janis Joplin.
Yeah, a little bit.
That explains, that's informed you a little bit.
Yeah.
Your peers were probably listening. Gosh, I can't imagine what they would have been listening to. Pearl Jam, maybe.
I'm trying to think.
Green Day.
A lot of country, modern country.
So you have an album, I see there, called American Spirit.
Yes.
Is that the latest?
Yeah, I released that back in May.
Congratulations.
And I did an East Coast tour, and it was a lot of fun.
I'll bet. How did that, so brand new audiences hearing you,
mm-hmm, yeah.
How, that must be, to get up on stage without knowing anybody in the audience. I mean, in Pittsburgh, you usually are going to know a couple people or your fans will be there.
Right.
How did it go?
It went well, yeah. Yeah, it was a completely grassroots thing. I planned it all myself and, yeah, but it was interesting. I met a lot of cool people that caught on to the music, and it was good, yeah.
Excellent. Well, it's called American Spirit. It's actually a physical CD that you could get a hold of, although I'm sure you can also download it and all the usual ways.
Spotify, iTunes, all that jazz. And I have a website, too, alyssahankey.com.
So look there. I put a picture of Alyssa up on our Facebook page along with a link to hers, and... We've linked to alyssahankey.com from slbradio.org. Are you playing anywhere soon?
Yeah, I have three shows this week coming up. Wiggle Whiskey Barrel House on Tuesday.
Excellent.
I'm playing there. And then Thursday, I'm playing in Johnstown at a place called Southmont Gardens. And then Saturday is a brewery up in Dubois called Boxcar Brew Works.
Wow, you're doing a Pennsylvania tour here
of
distilleries and distilleries and breweries and gardens, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know where Southmont Gardens is, and I know Johnstown
well. Do you know Boulevard Grill?
I do.
It's right down the street from that.
Okay. We've sort of adopted Johnstown. We spend about a week every summer there, SLB, and working with kids making documentaries, and I know that.
Yeah.
And actually now I can picture it, now that you told me that it's there. So you can catch Alyssa at one of those shows, and you can see her itinerary online, too, to keep up with her. What would you like to do next?
I'll do a song. It's bring it up a little bit. It's called Jukebox Baby. It's kind of fun.
Hear me coming in hot. I'm chasing the county lines. I'm that lone wolf, baby. Ain't got no home tonight. You know it's been a long week. You know this life ain't cheap. I'm punching out, baby, I've had enough. Yeah, we're lovers on the prowl, and we're out for blood. So you don't need no down, you don't need no 45. Just rock me up and I'm ready. Oh, and this once on town, I'll be a jukebox baby. Well, them Maloney tunes, they've been living down in the bungalows. Yeah, tune up my music. Whatever happened to rock and roll? And there's users, abusers, and losers down at that watering hole. And I wonder when Jehovah come and save my soul. Oh, I'm looking at you. You're looking at me. Well, just sit on back. I'll put your mind at ease. So you don't need no dime, you don't need no 45. Just rock me up and I'm ready. Oh, in this once on town, I'll be a jukebox baby. Well, they raise you up now, mama. There is you have to settle down, and not to pay no attention to the world that's going round. Where the night is burning bright, but in the dark it's shady. Bad boys in the drug dens, and good girls at home with their babies. And all Sunday morning come, and all the biddies go off to church. But tonight you're with me, a little heaven on earth. Oh, I play the bars, basements and the pubs, the coffee house, the barns and the clubs. I ripped that hole in the wall, and I brought down that dive. And I'll be singing these damn songs until the day I die. So you don't need no dime, you don't need no 45. Just rock me up and I'm ready. Oh, in this once on town, I'll be a jukebox baby. Oh, in this once on town, I'll be a jukebox baby.
Alyssa Hanke, I like that song. That's jukebox baby. I like that song a lot. Tell me a little bit about your writing. Do you find yourself bubbling up with ideas? Do you, this album is it's still relatively new, mm-hmm. And it takes a while to get enough material together to get an album, let alone the money, but the material matters too. How do you go about it?
A lot of it's just like I have a, sometimes it starts with like a title and then it builds around that, or I have a couple lines or a chorus and it just kind of manifests over time. And then it just usually comes out in a night or two, you know.
So it comes together. Are you still, what was your primary discipline as an art student?
I did graphic design, but I also did like painting and drawing too.
So are you doing art? Artwork.
I do, yeah, yeah. I'm actually working on a commission, a mural right now.
Oh, that's great.
A nice little side job.
That's great to be able. Where is it?
I was actually at the church I used to go to in Katanning.
Okay, so it's in. I think of so many murals, but what I'm assuming it's indoors at the church, as opposed to outdoors.
Yeah.
There's so many out there to look at. Alyssa Hanke is who is here with us. We're talking off the air a little bit about Katanning life.
Yeah.
and is you work as a professional musician, it seems like there is really a resurgence of people wishing to hear live music. I think people are craving it sometimes, and they might not realize it. Are you finding a lot of gigs in your neck of the woods, or is it important to supplement those with, you know, what you can find here in the city and elsewhere?
I really just scour everywhere. Like, my cutoff is like State College. I don't really go past that because that's a really big hall so really State College and over is where I prime, and up to like Erie, and even I play down in West Virginia too. That's like my regular gig spot, and then I do like a big tour each year. I did an East Coast tour this year and a West Coast one last year. So
how was you were mentioning the East Coast before. Yeah. How was the West Coast?
It was cool. Yeah. I worked my way out to Washington State and back. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Did you know everything you actually going out to the West Coast, working your way through it? I'm curious about that. Did you pick up gigs along the way you weren't expecting, or have it all planned?
I had it mapped out, yeah. I think it was 10 or 11 shows in like 2 weeks. Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of camping and national park, you know, crashing.
And just you playing.
Me and a friend of mine who also played with me, his name was Corey Kurtz.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. That's got to be a dream to do something like that.
It was
like
cool,
that.
Yeah. It was definitely a bucket list thing, you know. Yeah.
I bet. Alyssa Hanke here. We probably have time, I think, for a couple more songs. What would you like to do next?
I'll do a song. It's actually called Love Song. It's off the new album. Actually, all the songs I played have been off the new album.
So excellent.
This is Love Song. I've been up and I've been down. I've been chewed up and then spit out. Oh, I've been going it alone. I never learned to dance, but if you give me a chance, I'll give your heart a home, yeah. 'Cause I ain't here for the run around. And are you lost in this shut down town? Just love me easy and love me long. Maybe then write a love song, yeah. I've been pulled in and I've been pushed away. Been a lover in the night, stranger in the day, yeah. Why you lonely like me? Well, it's worth a shot, and if it's not, I'll turn around and let you be, yeah. 'Cause talking, babe, it ain't no crime. Just go easy on this heart of mine. I won't lie and I won't do no wrong. Maybe then I write a love song, yeah. Well, I ain't no open book. No, I ain't no open book. I keep it to myself. But if you take it slow, I'll let you know. Don't you trade me in for someone else. Well, I ain't no open book. No, I ain't no open book. I don't give it all away. But if I'm on your mind, I'll be worth your time. And I'll be here to stay. Because there ain't no use in going ahead alone. And I could help you down that long dark road. And maybe then I won't be so far gone. Maybe then I'll write a love song, yeah.
Well, I ain't no open book. No, I ain't no open book. No, I ain't no open book.
Another great original song from Alyssa Hanke. Is everything on the new CD original? I suspect it is.
Yep.
Have you ever had a penchant for playing covers? Do you include them in shows?
Oh, yeah. When I play out, it's, you know, it's a mix of both.
I guess people want to hear.
Yeah, you kind of have to do that.
Stuff. I'm not requesting that you play a cover now, but are there any that you particularly like to trot out when you're playing live?
I'm a big Bruce Springsteen fan. I have probably 10 to 12 songs of his that I play.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I can hear you delivering some of those. That would be great to hear. Look for AlyssaHanke.com, her website, her Facebook page. The brand new album, it's called American Spirit. You can find it. It's the album, it's pretty authentic to you, right, in terms of the way the sounding?
Yeah. Actually, I produced it myself too, mixed it and everything.
Excellent. Yeah. one thing with Alyssa, what you hear is what you get, really clean sound. And I really appreciate you making the trip down
today. I was playing in a club cafe last night. So.
Ah.
John got in touch with me and happened to work out. Yeah,
cool. Yeah, well, I'm glad we were able to make it work. What would you like to finish up with?
I'll do a song called Idaho.
Idaho. Yeah.
Well, they got robots on the radio singing on repeat. Pretty girls on the covers look the same to me. I trade you all your vinyl for all your 8-track tapes. Yeah, we're stuck here in the future and we were born too late. Oh, I've been singing in the juke joints and I've been drinking at the bar. And I don't give a damn how you're doing, or where you are. You won't see me out on the street, down at the show. And in case you were wondering, there's a few things you should know. Ooh, I get mad when I get drunk, and I get sad when I get stoned. And I've been singing for my supper, and I've been hitting the road. I wanna write you no letters or call you on the telephone. I'll just send you a postcard when I make Idaho. Well, you ran away now, baby, and you found someone new. Tell me, is your grass all green and has your sky turned blue? Now get yourself a yuppie job, baby, and go on and settle down. And just blend in with all the faces in another tired town. Well, I've been driving through a mountain pass, and I've been sleeping under the stars. And I've been smoking them old left hands in the back seats of cars. I got a full tank of gas now, baby, oh, you know I'm on the run. I take it all the way to California, go driving down Highway 1. So I get mad when I get drunk, and I get sad when I get stoned. And I've been singing for my supper, and I've been hitting the road. I wanna write you no letters, I'll call you on the telephone. I'll just send you a postcard when I make Idaho. And I say blame it on the times, baby, and blame it on your age. I'm the flavor of the week, and and I'm just a passing craze. Say, oh baby, I'm like the radio. Yeah, my number one song. Yeah, come and I go and I rock your world, but baby, I don't last that long. So I get mad when I get drunk, and I get sad when I get stoned. And I've been singing for my supper, and I've been hitting the road. I wanna write you no letters, I'll call you on the telephone. I'll just send you a postcard when I make a heart a hole. Yeah, I get mad when I get drunk, and I get sad when I get stoned. And I've been singing for my supper, and I've been drinking alone. Try to call your number, but you got five more on hold. Say, oh, maybe I'll forget you when I make Idaho.
Alyssa, hacky thank you.
Thank you
for being with us today.